The subtitle says it all. It definitely is not about crude oil, yet is definitely crude. The four-letter words, especially the F and S words, and a few others rarely mentioned in polite conversation, are liberally sprinkled throughout. At first, that is annoying, but as you read along, either they lose their impact or become part of a young, adventurous fisherman. He tells the story of coming to Alaska via Seattle from his home in South Florida, anxious to take the state ferry but becoming the target of a nice man who went off to buy his ticket for him. Half his funds spent and then no return. To make it worse, when he called Florida Collect, he was told he had chosen his path, so walk it and good luck. He spent his last bucks on the ferry ticket and his big adventure in Alaska began. His early life has gone into divorced parents who died young, arguments about who had to raise him. Not surprisingly, alcohol and drugs took over as he grew up in a never-ending series of trailer courts in Texas and Florida. The reader begins to overlook the bad words and focus on the bower that was emerging as a commercial fisher in Florida before deciding to head north. Most of the book concerns commercial fishing in southeast Alaska and Florida, with his free time consumed by women, alcohol, and marijuana. Some skippers were excellent, others worthless. Some crew followed the same path. There was a foray into sea cucumber fishing. That involved learning to dive. There's a piece on the high number of scoters spotted, and the end surprises with his poetry. Something for everyone. Available from the author in Sitka, or, fittingly, through the Pioneer Bar there.